AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died at the age of 100. In 2015, he said,
I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
More from our Sagar Magani.
At 100, Carter was America's longest-lived president. The Carter Center says the nation's 39th chief executive died Sunday, surrounded by family at his Plains, Georgia home, more than a year after entering hospice care.
Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002. He had helped ease nuclear tensions in North and South Korea, averted a U.S. invasion of Haiti, and negotiated ceasefires in Bosnia and Sudan. In the southeastern U.S., severe storms and tornadoes have led to several deaths. Here's our Julie Walker.
A 70-year-old man was killed in Statesville, North Carolina, when a tree landed on his pickup. Highway Patrol Trooper DJ Mafucci blames high winds.
He's driving about 40 miles an hour down the roadway, and all of a sudden that tree falls.
On Saturday, an 18-year-old died in Natchez, Mississippi, when a tree fell on her family's home. Another death was also reported in Lowndes County. In Liverpool, Texas, a woman died.
Storms in Atlanta led to some delays at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport during the busy travel period. South Korean authorities are investigating the horrific crash of a passenger jet that skid off a runway while landing, bursting into flames. The airline CEO apologized to passengers' families. 179 were killed. Still no sign of the $1.2 billion Mega Millions winner.
Congratulations.
The lucky ticket was sold at Esure Gill's convenience store in Cottonwood, California. This is AP News. An infant has died in Gaza because of chilly temperatures, the fourth baby to die in recent weeks.
20-day-old Joma died from hypothermia. His father, Yahya Al-Batran, said it was impossible to stay warm because the family lives in a tent where temperatures regularly drop below 50 degrees Fahrenheit at night. We are eight people and we only have four blankets, he said. Baby Joma and his twin brother Ali were born 1 month premature. Little Ali is now in the intensive care unit. I'm Nayan Kim.
Prostate surgery for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It comes as he battles protests at home over the war in Gaza and his trial on corruption counts. Repeating our top story, former President Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.